Hi, I'm Faye Spence from Birmingham Preschool Learning Alliance. We're part of a national organisation, Preschool Learning Alliance, who work in England with a national base in London and subcommittees across the country. And I currently work in the Birmingham subcommittee. In Birmingham, we believe that every child deserves a healthy start in life, and getting the balance right in the early years can have a positive impact on a child's long-term health and development. We know that tackling childhood obesity is a major priority for practitioners and local authorities, with one third of 2 to 5 year olds already overweight or obese by the time they reach the school gate. We believe early intervention is the key. Recognising this challenge, we've developed a range of practical resources for cooks planning and preparing menus in settings, practitioners working with young children, and commissioners responsible for early years nutrition. The Alliance's campaign, Feeding Young Imagination, which has been going since 2003, supports parents and early years groups by providing information to promote a balanced diet for under fives. A good diet is particularly important for young children, as early food experience will impact on eating patterns and habits in their adult life. The Feeding Young Imaginations campaign has a booklet which gives clear, consistent information on nutrition in the early years and practical ideas to make healthy eating fun. Areas covered within the guide include how to provide the right balance of food groups in meals for young children, suggestions for healthier snacks, and how to encourage children to try a variety of fruit and vegetables. This guidance has been developed in partnership with the British Nutrition Foundation and is up to date and in line with the Food Standards Agency's recent guidance. In Birmingham, we have a project called Building Foundations, which provides specific support to stay and play groups throughout the city. A large number of parents and children attend these groups each week, and we felt that it was the perfect opportunity to reach out to these parents in a relaxed and non-threatening way. We developed a toolkit which could be used by the groups to help them with a variety of topics, including activities, organisation, health and safety, but firstly, healthy lifestyles. Putting this section first, we felt it sent the message that it was a very important section. The children attending these groups tend to be under the age of 3, and this is a time when food preferences are being formed and children are becoming more active. Good habits from this age will stay with them. Our development workers have used a variety of methods to encourage healthy lifestyles. These have included workshops and tasting sessions, and this is also where the 10 Steps for Healthy Toddlers has come in. We realised that this would fit perfectly with the new healthy lifestyles we're trying to promote in Birmingham. We first saw the 10 Steps when the flyer came out in our Under Fives magazine, which is published monthly by the Preschool Learning Alliance. As the Alliance endorses this as a national organisation, we felt we wanted to get behind it, as it was obvious that this was a tool that would be really useful for us to use with the parents within the group. What we liked particularly about the 10 Steps was the fact that it aimed specifically at the under threes. There's a lot of information about for parents focusing on healthy eatings, but many parents were confused and assumed that their toddlers needed smaller portions of an adult diet, and as we know, this is not the case. We realised that the flyers could be used as part of the work we were already carrying out in the groups. This was something the parents could take away with them and they would find easy to follow. As we're aware, it's important to get the balance right in young toddlers' nutrition. That means including all the food groups. Often parents presume that they are meeting their child's nutritional needs by ensuring they have fruit, and even in some early years settings, children have not been getting enough calories because they're not being offered carbohydrates and fats. The 10 Steps for Healthy Toddlers emphasises the difference between toddlers and young children and the differences in their diet. It gives simple, factual information. It focuses on and encourages routine, as in delivering 3 meals a day and nutritional snacks in between. And it gives parents the confidence. They can take the flyer home, display it on the fridge, and they've got the information on hand whenever they need it. And it also has the website address for them to be able to look at and answer any questions they may have that they don't feel confident to voice in the group.